The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crackers bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by ETC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, the Ministry of Aquaculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The pioneer just a kicks off. And a hip-hop-arcalypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up.
The Wednesday, July 19th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Wednesday hump day, and boy, I tell you, Murphy is alive and well. What can go wrong will go wrong. Yes, indeed. But hey, have no fear. I'm in the chair. We're going to ride this bad boy out. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's here in New Providence. Toll-free Grand Bahama, Abaco, any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM. All right? Now, here's the deal. A little FYI for you, because, you know, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Don't forget that John's is the authorized distributor for Chef Work Chef Wear, the most respected global culinary brand. John's carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John's is now also carrying chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary, tools that make a better chef. All of this goodness available for you at John's Careware, Rosetta Street, and Carmichael Road. Both locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right. In addition to that, a little FYI, because like I tell you, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Click is proud to be 50, so the Bear of the Bahamas has decided to give you a chance to be one of five 1,000 cash prize winners. Every week starting June 30th, you can enter to win up to $1,000 at participating liquor stores and bars. Just purchase a three-pack of Click, write your name, number, and email address on the back of your receipt to enter to win. That's as simple as you got to do. I mean, you can't get no simpler than that. All right, and keep on listening out because, you know, some more lucky winners will be drawn, and you could be walking off with $1,000 in cash courtesy of Click. And don't forget, listen up, Bahamas, let's bucket together this summer with KFC. Grab a bucket of delicious KFC fried chicken and kick back with friends and family. Whether it's original, spicy, or barbecue, KFC has the flavors you crave. Remember, Bahamas, when you bucket, he buckets, she buckets, then we bucket together. Make sure you don't go through the summer without checking this one off your bucket list. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Sometimes you got to just say bucket, you know what I mean? And go to KFC. All right, now that I got you hooked up with your little FYI, let me hook you up with your trivia. Get that out of the way. Playing for Dunkin' Donuts coupons, lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's, and Joker's Wild Party Passes. All right? And here's what we're working with today. And I stomped you for the first 2 days of the week. Hopefully we get a winner today. But y'all been sending me some good answers, but y'all been off your game. Mm-hmm. Close, but no cigar. You know what I mean? All right. Here's what we're working with. All right. That is a good one, boy. Recent survey of 100 behavioral professionals, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 23% did this at lunch today. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right. And yesterday's answer was set off fireworks. They do this every October. Set off fireworks. I think that was yesterday's answer. Now you're going to make me go back and check, you see? No, I think that's what it was. But anyhow, you all work on your trivia, okay? I'm going to slide into the head. And we got the lines open today, by the way. All right? So chime in on whatever you want to talk about. All right? Something that's jumping off on the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now at Fine Threads. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Or do your shopping at any one of the Fine Thread locations for you. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., all right? But they're sounding the alarm on fentanyl. Allen warns that dangerous opioid is here. This is, of course, Dr. David Allen, story by Candia Dames. Fentanyl, the power synthetic opioid, is seldom, if ever, spoken about publicly in the Bahamas. Well, now it's here. Now, Dr. David Allen, the renowned Bahamian psychiatrist who headed the task force against drugs in the 1980s when the crack cocaine epidemic brought the Bahamas to near ruin, is joining forces with mothers who have lost children to fentanyl to sound the alarm ahead of what he fears could eventually become a wave of fentanyl deaths. As Allen repeatedly put it, being aware of it is life. Unawareness is death. Allen has documented 8 deaths in the Bahamas through his sources, including those in law enforcement and families who have lost loved ones to the drug, which comes in various forms among the powder, liquid, and pill. What worries me now is this fentanyl thing, which is 100 times stronger than heroin and cocaine, he said. You can chew it in gum, you can take it in powder form, you can take it in liquid form in your drink. So it potentiates or makes powerful any drug, whether it be Tylenol, aspirin, Xanax, your antidepressants, but even your Percocet or Vicodin or hydrocodone, Valium, anything. And the sad thing is it goes right for the respiratory center, slows your breathing down. If you don't get an antidote, which is Narcan, within a few minutes, you could die. And this is where we're at. I've seen officers, I've seen documentaries where officers have pulled persons over carrying fentanyl illegally just from touching it. And when it was being transported, it caused a reaction and caused the officers to have to be administered Narcan. Now, this is nothing to play with. And to young people trying to think, oh, I want to experiment, I want to try. No, this is the wrong fire to play with, Scarecrow. I don't encourage the use of illegal narcotics at all. But I'm definitely sounding, I'm with Dr. Allen, that this is nothing you want to investigate. There's nothing you want to experiment with. This is something you want to stay away from. This is instant death. Where other drugs will take their toll on you and break you down, this will take you out completely. Others in abundance and overdose can take you out, but this right here, nothing to play with. Nothing. And I stand with Dr. Allen in the fight on fentanyl. I do. It's something that you don't want to see. Bell admits no action taken against Chinese workers. What's your take on that, people? Please let me know what you think. Because I'm sitting there and I'm seeing all the stuff come out, man. And I'm thinking some things. Hopefully I'm not the only one thinking some things. So y'all let me know what y'all think about Bell admits to no action taken against Chinese workers. Minister of Immigration Keith Bell admitted yesterday that a group of Chinese construction workers at the British Colonial Hilton construction site had irregularities in their immigration status, but weren't taken to Carmichael Road Detention Center because it was unnecessary. Bell was responding to claims by Free National Movement leader Michael Pintaud, who accused him of forcing the release of the Chinese workers. According to Bell, the irregularities found at the work site could and were expeditiously cured by the employer. Double standard there. I remember Dr. Sounds was made to resign when he was in that capacity as Minister of Health and allowed, you know, the whole, you know, swab scenario and all of that, had to resign. Well, discourse for resignation, too. Now, I know that the PM sees no wrongdoing in his cabinet. So none under the Christie administration is DPM. And look how that administration turned out and ended up. Looks like he's going down the same road, right, as previously in his capacity as DPM. Who's really running the asylum there, Mr. Prime Minister? Is it you or is it the inmates? Who running the reservation? Is it the chief or is it the Indians? And look like plenty of Indians way off the reservation. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yankee is here.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, what I call in about is that the situation with the immigration minister, Bell, when one would have taken everything that has happened just within the last week with this minister, I am calling on the prime minister to make sure that he resign in the best interest of the public. He should not hold public office. And I want the Bahamian people to be, there should be outrage. As a matter of fact, Parliament should have been closed down. There should have been no Parliament today.
But wait, hold on now. The PM has said that he sees no wrongdoing with the actions of Mr. Bell previously, and I guess that stands for the most recent indiscretions.
But look, think about this for a minute. You had immigration laws was broken from January. This is almost a year ago.
Correct.
Okay, and he said the matter was dealt by the prisons who brought them in. No. The officers are based on the information I got. Wasn't given an opportunity to do their due diligence in terms of doing a proper investigation into the matter. And then he circumvented the system and decided that it wasn't it didn't warranty for them to be taken to the detention center. Even if that didn't happen, they should have been made to leave this country.
Until they got it right.
Until they get it right. But there's no way you can have that kind of double standard. And then subsequent to that, you're saying that you got a 200 and some Haitian migrants in custody and you want them to be repatriated immediately. Immediately. This is what he said. All right? But you had a situation with the Chinese by the point for more almost a year and did nothing about it.
Now, illegal is illegal. In my book, if you're an illegal migrant, whether your nationality is Haitian, Chinese, Czechoslovakian, Eastern European, South American, illegal migrant means illegal migrant. I don't care what your nationality is. If you're illegal, you got to go.
Of course. It just goes to show you the duplicity that we have in the Bahamas. It is just outright crazy that you could have one nationality supersedes the other. If you come here illegal, the law of the Bahamas, once the law is broken, the doer should be punished. That's Blackstone. So I don't know how in the world we can sit back and allow this to happen. We must not just call on the prime minister. We make him do this. We got to make people accountable, you know. This idea, but we can wait to see whether... No!
Well, I'll be honest with you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Bell seems to be on his own run. He seems to be acting as if he's untouchable for whatever reason. Why he feels that way, I don't know. Maybe he has reason. Maybe he doesn't have reason. But at the end of the day, a lot of these things are irregular and unorthodox. And if other, you know, administrations did it and the PIP was in opposition, they would be crying for said minister's head. But now it's all good?
Yeah. Naughty, there's no way he could serve the public interest after those two events. It's impossible for him to serve the public interest. As a matter of fact, he walked away from the reporters during the briefing yesterday.
Yeah, that was very flippant. That was very, you know, uncalled for as well. Because at the end of the day, you work for us, the people, the taxpayers, and we need to know what's going on. So I find it a problem that you're going to act unorthodox. You're going to make some bold moves and predictions that go against the grain and then stand up and not answer for it. You want to be strong and wrong? So basically,
yeah,
he's telling us, screw you.
Like I said, as you leave it to me, I would try him for treason. That's a crime against the state. That's what he have done.
Some people
commit a serious crime against the state of the Bahamas.
He
should be tried for treason. Now, people might say that's strong, but no, in Bell case, it isn't.
No, I agree. And in the capacity he serves, he shouldn't be compromised. That kind of behavior needs to be dealt with.
Because you could imagine if he did that, who is to say what he haven't already done?
And since these
matters was brought to the fore. Just imagine.
And it makes one answer that question that I hear circulating in the barbershops and on the corners. You know, are we a nation for sale? Is this administration, is there, you know, attempt allegedly to get back in with documented foreign migrants? Because obviously if you get all your paperwork, then you can vote, eh?
Yes.
So that's a good way of protecting your interest, eh?
That's exactly what I see happening here.
Anyway, we got some other callers there, Mr. Yankee. I'm sure I'll hear from you again in the 5 o'clock or tomorrow. Always good stuff when I talk to you, but let me get to these other callers.
Yeah, always a pleasure, man.
Good points as always. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I keep my just minister's mark right now. There's a big grin on your face. No, I missed me yet?
Pardon?
Ike Martin, former Prime Minister, sitting back with his big grin on his face. You all miss me yet?
No, we don't, because he sucked in his own right, too. And he dropped the ball plenty, and he was flipping, and he did plenty to hurt this country as well. So, but no, we don't miss him either.
I think your caller was 100% right.
I don't miss none of them. I don't miss none of the past. I don't miss the present. I need to see a brighter future.
Yeah, no doubt.
A young, vibrant Prime Minister. And maybe whether they're male or female, but young, who could serve this country and who got some vision, who's not running same old playbook of the last 50 years.
Yeah, that was only meant to be a joke, because I remember George Bush had this big...
Yeah, but come on now. George and Minister, two different things. George had some likability, you know?
Minister,
not so much.
But check this out, right? I think your caller is 100% right. I think Keith Bell should be made to resign. As a matter of fact, I think Keith Bell should be arrested, because what he did was criminal. And it seems like... And I don't believe he's acting in a vacuum. I think the Prime Minister and the Cabinet knows exactly what he's doing.
I think there's an ulterior motive to this.
Second or third time.
Because he goes without reprimand, without discipline. He's acting like he's untouchable.
Again... the call is 100% right. The country should be outraged by this. If he is this flippant in public, if he is doing this in public, imagine what hasn't come to light as yet. And the unfortunate thing, we're so sad about the Bahamas, we don't ever know what happened until the government changed. That's when all the dirt come out.
Exactly, because everybody's sweeping under the rug and keep it hush-hush.
But, you know, and this is a sad indictment on the entire administration. Nobody's saying nothing. The women in the PLP are 100% quiet. I mean, completely quiet.
It's
about
sickening.
The minister in Abaco.
And you see all the crimes against women and children that have been silent against? It's
the women
shameful.
In the PLP is
disgraceful.
I mean, quiet. Not just in cabinet, on the outside of cabinet. That minister in Abaco, those women in the cabinet, in particular on the PLP side,
outrage. They know that they're talking to the second PM, the PM of Abaco, so they got to toe the line the same way they stood with the real PM.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sticking to these MPs that just quiet. And, you know, I don't believe it. These are the same people who
had so much to say on the campaign trail. Had so much to say on the last campaign trip.
Yeah, and not just that. You know, these were the same crew. We were saying that Menace was a slave driver and Menace was that. Mind you, Menace was bad. No question about it. We all could agree there. But these were the same people who were talking about the characters around Menace. Everybody's quiet. Nobody got the ball.
Well, right now,
nobody got
Mr. Davis can't talk about this circus what he got, because he got a couple well clowns, couple elephants, couple donkeys. He got a whole circus show.
Yeah, man. I mean, This is just sad. And again, Brave have no excuse to be a lousy PM, because he served under Christie. He served and he saw what.
Well, he had nothing to say as DPM under the Christie administration, and he said nothing on this administration. So either he sees, but he don't see, or he lacks backbone and bollocks, or all two.
Exactly. So he have no reason to be lousy, because you are lousy in Christie, and you are lousy in Minister. You should know what not to do. But come like you trying to take the prize from Christie, and you trying to take the prize from Minister for being a waste prime minister to Obama.
Well, you got to aspire for something. If you can't beat Pillen and you can't beat Papa, then look, go for the waste, I guess.
Man, this is sad, man. This is sad.
And yeah, that's what we get for rewarding mediocrity over these years. That's exactly what we get as voters, for continuing to buy into the same foolishness and be the conk that we are. This our fault too, you know.
But we all saw the signs, you know. We saw the signs.
That's why it's our fault, because we still went ahead and did what we needed to do and what we thought was right as a populace, and it come back to bite us right in the face and the diarrhea.
Yeah, we all knew this. This ain't no surprise. We knew this. Because he was lousy as a minister of works. Bomzy, BEC, with the federal name, we'll tear up the road, and I'm the insurance thing, what he said, we paid and we didn't.
You forget the one who tear up the highway here because he didn't get paid and tear up a whole crew of Jose Cartel on this highway, too? All right. We got some other callers calling. Let me try to get to them. Always good hearing from you and good stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Take time.
All right. Bless. All right. You three callers, let's go quick in succession. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The other two, hold on. I'm coming right now. Talking Heads.
Quickly, Norris. Let me let you know what's actually going on. You must understand what's happening here. Our Prime Minister is similar to what the United States President is. He has a pardon. So if one of his ministers commit an offense, he can imagine he pardoned them. And they automatically pardon, and we're supposed to accept it.
So they're all a bunch of scooter libbies now.
Well, I'm trying to let you know exactly what it is. He feels as though that he can just imagine pardoning them, and we're supposed to go along with the program.
Yeah.
If they commit any crime, look, because look, here it is now. One's supposed to come and answer for some reason why he offended a female. Well, you know, he already pardoned him, but we ain't realized that yet.
I see the rug and I see the broom, you know, long time.
Yeah, so he has this ability to pardon. It's just we behind and not realizing the man is way ahead of us and probably figure out a way how he could actually win the election without us.
You need to tell us, what you're telling us is we need to get proficient to his new school BS, is what you're saying then.
Come on, the guy actually has AI engaged.
AI.
I'm telling you. So
asinine intelligence? Not artificial. Got to be asinine with some of these decisions
He's using more than one.
Oh, okay. Now you got multiple AI, so that's like multiple personalities. So basically you said we got like a Sybil running the country, is what you're saying?
He can forgive you. He can forgive your sins now, so.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, soon start taking collection next. You stay off the dark web and start messing with the galaxy. It'll be all right. I'll talk to you soon. Be safe. Next caller, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
No, it's Seattle Johnson.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? All is well?
Yes, sir.
You treat me bad, man. You used to be making the rounds everywhere. I see a superstar now. You and Pearly, I can't fool with y'all. You know, y'all spread your wings and get big.
Yeah, but you have to go for your meetings in the middle of the day so you can sit in somebody else's AC.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good move. That's a good move, brother. That's a smart move.
Yeah, but let me say something, right? We often confuse titles with authority and ability. If the prime minister could have fired Keith Bell, he would have, and he would have disciplined the others too. So don't confuse the fact that he holds the titles to believe that he has the authority to get rid of anybody in his cabinet, okay? So, you know, you can't have this level of incompetence that's begin to be demonstrated, especially when you're reaching the hump part of your administration, and don't do anything, don't do any shuffling, don't do any reassessment, don't do anything. All you have to do is do a comparative analysis of this thing called the Blueprint for Change, which is a digital document, and nothing in its purest sense has been accomplished. In fact, we have went backwards. Then if you actually look at what they're doing with BPL, they are actually destroying the future with what they're doing with BPL. And that there is a whole level of ineptitude and capability and incompetence. And so what we should be doing now is making a demand that the opposition forces prepare themselves, because we're going to make a greater demand that we need a new mandate, because we cannot continue another 3 years like this. I'm simply saying is that look at the impact. When you look at what BPL is sucking out economically of the economy, it is atrocious.
It's obscene.
Multiply effect.
And we still got to go through load shedding. We still got to go through the BS answers on hedging. Right. But yet certain petroleum companies pop up and say $48 million profit so far for the year.
Right, yes. But the point is they're going to keep making profits. But here's what happens. Your goods and services, because remember, no business in the country pays a light bill. It's a pass-through. And at the same time, so your goods and services are going to go up to commensurate with the electricity went up, then at the same time, your income is going to be reduced because it goes towards paying your part of your energy bill. And so you're taking a double whammy. And at the same time, businesses, because of their larger bill, and then their income goes down because you have less to spend, cannot expand, open up, etc. And we have no new real revenue coming into the country. And so when you look at the fact that, you know, what Alfred says, should have resigned, for the misleading the people 8 times in 11 minutes and some other things that have happened. The problem is that we've been moving so much from crisis to crisis with this administration, we barely have time to focus on a singular crisis to have resolution brought to it. And considering that we're paying them and paying the civil service and the maybe almost $10 million a month in consultancies that we are not getting what we are paying for. And you know, I don't know what else to call it except that this administration, from my analysis, from September 21st to July 1st, it seems to be that they're trying to get us to slip from a developing world classification back to a third world. And I think we need to start demanding more as a people. And I think, again, as I'm going to say, and I prolong this, individuals need to find their individual MP. Don't throw a rock at the band because they get to hide behind the label PLP. Go find your individual member of parliament and demand accountability and answers from them as to promises made and what they're going to do about promises to be kept. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, Matsy Allen. Let me know how you're looking next week for Wednesday or Thursday, man, so we can chop it up for a long period of time.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'll be in touch. All right, be safe. Let's get these other callers real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty Nick, this is the GNN Ghetto News Reporter.
What's going on, GNN? Make it quick for me, man, because we're almost getting ready to get the break time. What you got for me today?
I listen to all the callers, they correct, but let me tell you something. How much of them, C. Allen, all of y'all, how much of them, Sparky, how much of y'all have gone to VOB? I put y'all money. See, that place, 50 years, complain. This next 50 years, Bahamians have to save ourselves. We didn't start putting our money so we can have the judicial review. So we could stop this invasion. We done starting off. Y'all stop complaining in the next 50 years. Go put your money and let's start solving these matters. Because guess what? Nobody's come to save us. We have to save ourselves. Thanks, Naughty.
I got you. Naughty, looks like Keith Bell is using his office as a lottery house. Wow. Boy, look here. Naughty, if you keep... Oh, wow. Oh, hold on a second. Y'all really off the chain today. Naughty, if you think Bell going against the Chinese who sell a $3 plate of food, y'all better get real. Naughty, if you keep bashing the government like this, you're going to get a government-appointed job real soon. Don't want one. It's cool. They can keep it. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty. All your callers are stoppers, C. Allen. Boy, I like a stopper. And the two guys before the last two before that. But Naughty, the thing is, no one is painting a false picture. Seeing is believing. This is what is going on. We're seeing it, and it's blatant. So what they have done is they have started early, way before the elections, to get in as much paper citizens as possible. And what they're doing is quite obvious and it's quite clear because they have abandoned us. And so what is frightening for me, the young gentleman I called, but he says the people should be in a rage. But they can't be in a rage if their mind is still in a cage. And so as it is for Minnis is okay when he passed the free education to the COB and all that, but when he met with the billionaire reptilian, the philanthropist, that's when his model changed towards the human people. So we know it's an imposition, and these guys are global puppets. And I'm surprised that our great friend to the north is allowing this to happen to the Bahamian people with their embassy right here. What's the point of their embassy right here? I got to go to the embassy to file something or give them disclose. I got to be a whistleblower, look like it. Because I know, you know what I mean? Come on, man. What's going on? I got to put my life on the line for the Bahamian people. We got a bunch of people who have to sit around the liquor stores. We need a moratorium on Chinese liquor stores in the inner city because I know from Malcolm X time, all right? I read the book. Gas station, church, whatever. You know what I mean? Gas station, church on every corner, liquor store. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Give thanks. Yeah,
52. Good stuff as always, man. Let me tell you, y'all have really impressed me, man. Good first hour today. Y'all chiming in, sounding off. That's what Talking Heads is all about. You got to express yourself. And now we're starting to see a pattern here. A lot of people are starting to see the same things. So, you know, that old saying, 50,000 Frenchmen can't be wrong. Oh, and look at this little headline before I get to the caller. Bank account in Bahamas used in crypto scam. Millions of dollars are landed or passed through a Deltek bank and trust account in the Bahamas after criminal money laundering syndicates operating cryptocurrency investment scams fooled victims into investing in cryptocurrency through multiple fraudulent investment platforms, which instead allowed these scammers to steal their money. This is according to a U.S. court document. So once again, we haven't done our due diligence. Still post FTX, and I don't know if they're referring to FTX in this or not, or SBF. But nonetheless, we still got egg on our face. The brand is still being damaged globally. All right? So you wonderkins who called me back a couple of months ago in this first break and said, oh, it's much to do about nothing. Here we are today. I told you so, and this is still bad publicity and still egg on our face because I'm not doing our due diligence and quick to jump in partnership and open up our borders and our red carpet everything to foreign investment who we don't do our due diligence on. Just because you sound like you get some money out of the deal. And look at it now. Egg and, for lack of a better word, something else all over our face because of this foolishness. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Johnny.
Yes.
Good evening.
Evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you. This is the silver doll.
What's going on? What you got for me?
Listen, I don't know if you was at the Independence Celebration. Did you notice the demeanor of the persons that was there when the Prime Minister got up to speak?
No, to tell you the truth, I was away traveling, doing a comedy gig, so I didn't have to endure that. But I've watched it since then.
Look, I mean, nobody, almost nobody said anything. I expected everybody to get up and cheer on and...
No, morale was low. I think they were more impressed by some of the new things that they added to Tattoo than any speeches. I mean, let's be real. I thought there was a lot of pontification that night, so much so that acts had to be canceled and school children who had practiced to perform didn't get a chance to perform. I think that's where we went wrong there, too.
Yes, but that part hadn't reached us yet by the time he brought up that. I was surprised because I thought he was a popular prime minister, you know, for the good things, not the bad things.
No, internationally, I mean, the way he's popular. Going,
he seemed to think he has a shoe in the door. Like, there's no way he can lose for the next time around because he could care less what we think.
Well, maybe if you've hedged your bets, if you follow what I'm saying here, you know what I mean? And you got other plans in action, maybe the obvious isn't so obvious. And maybe they want you to focus on the obvious. Like, oh, we can't get in. So you can't see how they're trying to mastermind their way back in.
But on another show...
And I would say just connect the dots between all of these illegal migrants and the alleged issuance of paperwork so easily and so flippantly. And a minister of foreign affairs and immigration, not foreign affairs, a minister of immigration... who seems to be very flippant with his attitude when it comes to being disciplined for his unorthodox style.
I guess the only thing left for him to do, for Keith Bell to do at this point, is to flip us the bird.
No, he's supposed to say, now he's the PM of immigration. See, we got the PM of Abaco. Then we get the Prime Minister of Immigration. You see how this thing going?
Yes, I forget. Everybody's the Prime Minister. In that case, I identify as the Prime Minister, too.
Because the tail looked like it wagging the dog right now.
Have a good day.
You too. I'm glad you saw it too, because I thought it was just me. And let's go to the next phone call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
A pleasant good evening, Naughty.
Sparky, good stuff, my brother. Make it quick. You got my last 3 minutes before we got to get to the break in the news. What you got?
I don't need 3 minutes. You know, I think it's getting to crunch time now. I've heard so many people in disgust in this country. And Naughty, the Prime Minister is 31 days younger than I am, so he cannot be more a PLP than I am. Philip Edward Bravis cannot be more of a PLP than I am, but he can be the Prime Minister of my country. And I tell the Prime Minister right now, I've had so many PLPs sit in my front yard and told me that they are so disappointed with maybe not him, but a lot of his ministers underneath him. It's like they are on a gala party having a good time while the Bahamian people are suffering. And I'm not saying this to down Mr. Prime Minister, but something got to be caught in, you know, we got to catch this doggone, they say, first rat in the whole tail cover. And I'm saying this to my Prime Minister now. Some shuffling got to be done because his minister seemed to disrespect the Bahamian people.
I highly doubt a shuffle is coming, Sparky.
No, well, he don't know who to shuffle because if you move one from one department, put him over to the next department, their personality and their attitudes ain't gonna change. It ain't gonna change. So I don't know what they can do, But a lot of PLPs have sat in my yard. Lottie, hello?
I listen, Sparky.
And tell me they are disappointed because it seems as if the Prime Minister cannot control his cabinet. I don't know what's going on, but I asked...
I already tell you, the tail is wagging the dog.
I asked Philip Edward Brave Davis, my friend, my volley boy, my PLP compadre, my Prime Minister. He needs to get this crew under control. Because I really don't know what to say. Because despite whatever's going on, despite some of us who can afford to pay light bill, water bill, and my corn beef and white rice, there's a lot of behavioral people out there suffering. And being one of the third most largest economies in the Western Hemisphere, with all that we have in natural resources, it's a shame. But you know what? I know what happened, you know. I know just what happened. Most of what's going on, all of the people in the House Assembly, they are shareholders. And all of these companies would make it money. I include the lawyers and all of them. They shareholders in these businesses, you know. They don't want nothing to change because they make it money whether they're in the House Assembly or not. They make it money.
Boy, you hit me nail on the head today, Sparky. I got to get to the break. Good stuff as always, man. But yeah, you calling it and you calling them out, and I appreciate that because normally, you know, you ride hard for your team. But guess what? Ray Charles can see where this going, man. And it's time that we got to talk about it and be about it. This one for country now. All right? Forget party politics. We got to save the Bahamas. Quick break. News after the break. And we'll be talking sports right after the news. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, July 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Bloody Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Mix has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Collect. The Bear of the Bahamas has given you 5,000 more reasons to be proud to be 50. Just purchase a 3-pack of Collect at participating liquor stores and bars for your chance to be one of our 5 lucky $1,000 winners. Winners will be announced every Friday starting June 9th. Collect's 5K giveaway to celebrate 50 years of independence is officially on. Just purchase 3 Collect for your chance to be one of 5 $1,000 winners. Follow Collect on social media for more details. Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly, but...
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, Dream Big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust.
If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
The Wednesday, July 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour. May hear from Pearly, but I know Pearly's got some commitments today, so we may not hear from him today. But I'm going to let some of these comments bleed over from what we're talking about in the 4 o'clock hour, just right here in the top of the 5 o'clock hour, and then we'll get into sports. But yeah, very interesting comments, you know? Naughty, I agree. Yes, Deltek is part of the FTX scam. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good day, Naughty. How you doing?
What's happening?
All right, buddy. Listen, how come y'all ain't talking about our grandmama beat win the Bahama game? Why all y'all Nassau been playing?
No, stop. I clearly stated yesterday you must have missed it.
Oh, I missed the one.
That we can go back and forth, and my wife being from Grand Bahama, I'm privy to it. So, you know, I am going to say that New Providence won the most medals. So, therefore, yes. we win. But y'all from Grand Bahama, y'all always got a loophole. Y'all want to say y'all won the most gold medals. Y'all win.
Naughty, when you go to Carista, who win the most gold? Win the Carista.
Listen. This ain't Carista, this Bahamas Games. There's two different things.
I got more first. I got 100 first. You got 3,000 second. You win because you got 3,000 second and I got 3,000
But isn't on their points awarded to the medals? Don't you get points for gold, silver, and bronze?
No, man. It's who win the most gold, buddy.
And it's overall medals in my account because, I mean, if you go, like if America go... Stop. You are too hoggish in Grand Bahama. You done claimed Hugh Campbell from time immemorial. You're creeping on one spelling bee this year, thinking you're saying something even though New Providence was rolling people out in spelling for a little while. But then my wife had to remind me she was a multiple spelling bee champion in Grand Bahama. But
come on, listen, guess what? When they're having the swimming competition going overseas, right? Grand Bahamas is be struggling to go. Grandmama mash up the swimming competition.
Stop. Now let me just say this. About time you're going to start winning something in swimming. Because no, I had you all from chalk. No.
My mom and I is basketball champions.
You can go in my house, in my man cave, and you can see multiple national swimming championships and a couple of doubles when I go on the Grand Bahama and root you all up.
I always have wife listening.
She listening every day.
I know that Grand Beeman. From Grand Beeman to Grand Beeman, naughty wife. Put him on the
dog. Nah, listen here. My sofa done made up because certain things I go argue and I know I can sleep on the sofa. Grand Bahama and New Providence is one and Lakers and Spurs is the other. I know that already.
All right.
But I could just good, tell you all, stop.
It was good fun. We need to do that more often, man.
Stop being greedy. You know, like spend too much.
Grand Bahama, all the way, buddy.
Be grateful with Hugh Campbell. You all own that. Be grateful with the spelling bee. Be grateful with the little spoon you all had recently. Bahamas Games is New Providence.
We got 45,000 people. You all got 200,000, man. Come on, man.
But listen, let me just tell you something. So you know. And now I can pull a page out of my Yankee textbook when I say this. You all know that a lot of people that played for Grand Bahama were actually from New Providence. But right. Our New Providence team was so stacked, we had to put them on Grand Bahama.
Now, you know that ain't no true.
That's my story, and I stick into it, whether it's true or not. Hey, the prime minister can misspeak. I can misspeak, too. What do we say?
Hey, you missed your call and you should have been a lawyer.
No, people tell me that, but you know what? I can't do that, man. I can't do that. I still have a little piece of conscience. But I love to all my lawyer friends. But yeah, big up Grand Bahama. You all did well as always, man. And you know what? I got to take in my household. I got to hear this all the time. You rub it in some more.
I know, right? Hi. Good healthy fun.
Be safe, my brother. As always, right, man. Buddy. Thanks for chiming in. Good stuff.
All right, buddy.
But yeah, that's what I like about the residue of the Bahamas games right there. Now, you know, people talking about let's do it next year. I think every 2 years would be good. I think organize it for every 2 years, and it gives people an opportunity to get out there and represent. And one thing I noticed through the whole Bahamas games, it was just good old-fashioned Bahamian pride. No rowing, no politics, no nothing. Just, hey, this island versus this island, and we beat y'all. Boom. Toe to tell next time. I love it. But in all things, where we can improve, let's improve. We need to do that. All right? And I guess we'll just keep it with the sports right now. And speaking of, Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg says he looks forward to the 2026 Bahamas Games. The 6th Bahamas Games is in the books, and the 7th edition is set for 2026. Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture Mario Boleg said he's looking forward to that edition after seeing what transpired in the 6th edition. He said that they are looking to implement a precursor event to the Bahamas Games. So read more on that article by Simba French. Good article in the Guardian today. And be sure to check that out. I think we're on to something there. And I think Bahamians might really buy into this. Track and field, Gardner runs world-leading time. Bahamian clocks 43.74 seconds in Hungary, tunes up for world championships. Stephen Gardner of the Bahamas competed in the final of the men's 400 meters of the Hungarian Grand Prix meet in Hungary. I am not even going to attempt to say that word. Szekesfehervar. Boy, I tell you. Normally, Pearlie's be botching up people's name, but today the role of Pearlie will be played by me. He did it in Hungary, okay? So, obviously, you know, he finished ahead of a Jamaican national record holder in the event, Rasheen McDonald, who ran a time of 44.3 seconds, the fastest he's run since 2015, and the first time he's run sub-45 seconds in that span. American Vernon Norwood placed third with a time of 44.63 seconds. So there you go. And Anthony Strawn as well was running over the weekend. She was in action in the women's 200 meters after being in action in the 100-meter dash on Sunday in Poland. All right? She finished third after stopping the clock at 22.45 seconds. It was her third fastest time this season. So there you go. Still got Bahamians doing it on that track and field circuit. And Shawnee should be coming back off of maternity in short order. So we're looking good. And the fact that we're stockpiling the cupboard, the youth, that we got a lot of youth in the pipeline, that's a good look as well, too. Now, here's something, story by Sheldon Longley. You should definitely check out. Ayton donates to Junior Achievement, remains noncommittal about playing for the Bahamas. After being unceremoniously bounced from the NBA playoffs for the second year in a row, the Phoenix Suns have retooled and won who was at the center of the trade talks, has returned to the nation of his birth. Bahamian DeAndre Ayton is back home and took time to make a donation to Junior Achievement Bahamas in the amount of $10,000. It was at the time when Bahamian media caught up with the starting center of the Suns, looking to make another run at it with his team for 2023. And, you know, when you look at his season, he went from 18 points and 10 rebounds per game at a 58.8% shooting percentage from the floor to 10.8 points and 8.2 rebounds with a 57.8% shooting against the Nuggets. He sat out game six, lost with a rib contusion. During the regular season, he averaged a double-double for the fifth year in a row. When asked, he said, "It's about basically changing the narrative. I could feel the whole world hating me in a way. I'm the guy a lot of people point at, and I see it and feel it. But mainly, I've been working hard 5 to 6 days per week since we lost, motivating myself to change the narrative associated with me." Now, another narrative associated with you is you don't play for the national team. So why are you non-committal? And maybe we need to talk to Sheldon about that, since Sheldon did the interview. You know? As far as the Bahamas is concerned, Ayton remains non-committal. The Bahamas will take on Cuba, Argentina, and Panama in FIBA for the International Basketball Federation Olympic pre-qualifying tournament in Santiago de Estero, Argentina, next month. Just the winner of that mini-tournament will move on to the next stage of the qualifying process for the 2024 Paris Olympics. "I was born in the Bahamas, and my mom is Jamaican. I love the Bahamas, but on my mom's side, she's not going to let me forget where I really am from, and that's Jamaica, as well as the Caribbean. It's not just about one island. You just have to go out there and represent yourself as best you can and represent who you are. Right now, I'm just keeping everything under wraps and making sure I train every day, but I'll think about it for sure." What's your passport say, DeAndre? It's Bahamian, right? Or is it Jamaican? And I know you gotta listen to what mommy say and respect due to mom, a lot of mercy. But the country where you were born, where you got your passport, we need you big behind down there in the middle. And you know, Uncle Norty, you can keep it real. I appreciate the JA donation. I think that was wonderful, very commendable. But we need your big behind down there. We need your big bungie down there, please. Okay? We need you with 18 and 10 for our squad. All right? And you ain't got to worry about Monty Williams freaking yourself out. I know you went through a lot of duress. I know you dealt with a lot of pressure of being the easy one to point the finger at when other members of that team dropped the ball. I got you there, DeAndre. Where I don't have you or I don't get you is here. We need you. We need you in the middle. Come play center. Let's make history. Let's do something that we haven't done before. And you're a key component to making that happen. And I appreciate all what you do in representing the 242. I do. But I could be a little greedy now and say, we need you next month. You do. And you could be part of that legacy. Your name could be etched in the history books. Okay? But that's another story, another show for another day. Anything else locally? That pretty much covers the local side of it right there. All right, Mr. Producer, let's take the first break. Let's get that out of the way. The flip side of the break. We'll be talking more sports. We'll be going international. All right. We'll be checking out who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. The wrap on your home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And we'll get to, who's in and who's out. Brought to you by Tropical Gyros on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, July 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's.
Percy's Island Game Show. Put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what
the chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' butter pecan crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' butter pecan donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Day, July 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Don't forget, it's time for Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Don't forget, both locations open for you right now. Mackie and Rosetta open until 6 p.m. And out there in the West, R&D, all right, JFK, open until 7. So be sure to get your Tropical Gyro on today. Let Chef come and the crew do the cooking for you. It's all G-double-O-D good. All right. Talking some baseball. The Ohtani sweepstakes is kind of heating up right now. And Shohei Ohtani is definitely on the trade blocks. The Angels are fielding calls. And you got 8 dark horse teams that actually might make a play at Ohtani. Number 8, the Toronto Blue Jays. All right, they're in third place in the AL, but they've recently taken a leap from 11.5 games back on June 19th to 5.5 out now. The proposed trade, Blue Jays will get a Shohei Ohtani from the Angels. The Angels will get left-handed pitcher Ricky Tiedemann, outfielder Dalton Varsho, left-handed pitcher Brandon Barrera. The Atlanta Braves, as if the rich could not get richer. This is obscene right now. But if they did make a trade, the proposed trade would be Atlanta gets Ohtani, Angels get right-handed pitcher A.J. Smith Shawver, shortstop second baseman Vaughn Grissom, Marquise Grissom's kid, right-handed pitcher J.R. Ritchie, right-handed pitcher Owen Murphy, and right-handed pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach. The Braves could give them a whole cachet. The Houston Astros quietly trying to get in. They'd get Ohtani. The Angels would get catcher Yanner Diaz, outfielder Drew Gilbert, outfielder Ryan Clifford, and outfielder Jacob Melton. The Reds trying to get in it right now. As if they've not had enough, you know, lightning in the bottle with Ellie De La Cruz, who I think is going to be the instant rookie of the year. The Reds get in it. The Reds would get Shohei Ohtani. The Angels would get left-handed pitcher Nick Ludlow, first baseman, third baseman Christian Encarnacion Strand, and shortstop Noel V. Marte. A lot of young talent there, too, that might interest them. The Brewers are a team that have crept in there, and they could offer some scratch, too. Brewers get Ohtani. The Angels get outfielder Sal Frelick, catcher Jefferson Cuero, and right-handed pitcher Jacob Mizorowski. The Phillies could enter this thing too. The Phillies get Otani. The Angels get right-handed pitcher Mick Abel, outfielder Justin Crawford, and right-handed pitcher Griff McCary. Seattle is another team that's got some young pieces that they may be able to trade. The Mariners get Otani. The Angels get right-handed pitcher Bryce Miller, outfielder Gabriel Gonzalez, shortstop Cole Young, and right-handed pitcher Emerson Hancock. So another interesting trade possibility right there. But here's the team that actually scares me, and they could get it done, and it's the Baltimore Orioles. They get Otani. Angels get infielder Jordan Westberg, first baseman outfielder Heston Kjerstad, and catcher Samuel Basalo. That's three very talented individuals right there. All right? They get the number 19 prospect overall in MLB in Westberg, the number 37th in Kjerstad, and number 82 in Basalo. So Otani is going to get traded, folks. If the Angels decide to stand pat, I don't know why, but there's a lot of options right there and a lot of offers on the table that can be tweaked from these teams, and they're not coming swinging their hands. They come in with something on the table. So we'll see. We will see how this all pans out. And I think that's going to take precedent over the next couple of weeks in baseball. That's going to be a hot story. The Yankees, not even mentioned. And I'm thinking, you know, you might be in last place. You might want to shake things up and try and make the wild card. But at the same time, you may want to be looking down the road for the future. You know? So we'll see. I'm hearing the Yankees talking about trading for an outfielder. No, we need pitching, buddy. Otani's an outfielder. Go trade for him. He happens to pitch also. So I don't know. The good thing about it is Judge is closer to return from his toe injury. Timeline's still unclear, but he is closer to returning. And finally, the failed Josh Donaldson experience in New York is likely over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. How long were we going to try that to no avail? Now, they placed him on a calf on the injured reserve with a calf strain, but that may be where he goes and never returns from. So we could see. And apparently the Yankees trade options by the deadline are influenced by the luxury tax. They don't know if they want to pay any more on that luxury tax. So there's all extenuating circumstances going on. All extenuating circumstances. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll send that message, Dexter. I won't say it over the air, but I'll do that for you. That's not a problem. Now we're looking at some other sports. Let's look at the NBA real quick. And they're the subject of trade rumors as well also. And apparently the Lakers and the Bulls and the Heat are amid the final suitors for Christian Wood. Now, Wood is arguably the best remaining player left on the NBA free agent market. And he appears to have a number of suitors interested in signing him. The Athletic's Jovan Buha reported last week that the Lakers were looking at Wood and Bismack Biyombo to give them another option at center. The Bulls now have emerged, according to Dan Wilk of the LA Times, as a potential threat to the Lakers for Wood, and the Miami Heat could enter the race as well, particularly if they're able to pull off the Damian Lillard trade. Now, Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka told reporters on July 9th that the team was actively in the market to add another big. The Lakers signed Jackson Hayes early in free agency, and Anthony Davis is penciled in as the starting center, but Jared Vanderbilt could also fill that role given Davis' general aversion to playing the five. He loves to play the four, hates playing the five. As well as the injury issues with Davis over the last three seasons, it might be more imperative for head coach Darvin Ham to get a proper center in there. They were eyeing Brook Lopez. That didn't happen. And I'll be honest with you. I saw Brook Lopez in the airport in Florida, Kermie, and I tell you where to lie. Talk about hunch right over. This dude looked like he was 80 years old. But when he stood up, man, he's huge. But when he went back to walking, bent right over, man, like an old man, just waddling through the airport, man. And I stood there for a second and said, wow. He gets paid $12 million a year to hoop. And he looks decrepit. Nice people, very, you know, cool with autograph seekers and so on and so forth. But he looked a little long in the tooth. Look a little haggard. Now, he might have been traveling, so I don't want to put it all on him, but, you know, you looked at him in that airport, you'd be like, boy, he don't look like an NBA center today. But, boy, when the lights come on, he sure shows up. Now, what also helps is the fact that Woods can score. All right, so they're looking for somebody that can actually fill that role too from the center position. And, you know, Woods is only 27 years old. He's averaged 16.8 points and 8.2 rebounds per game while shooting 38% from three-point range in 238 games over the past four seasons. So he can stretch the floor. He can shoot it from deep. I'm thinking this is a perfect fit right there for the Lakers. Okay, the Bulls, they have Andre Drummond and Terry Taylor as the backup to Nikolai Vucevic. So obviously Woods is an upgrade there. Woods has his flaws, but he is definitely plug and play in LA. I think that's a good move. I think that's a smart move for the Lakers right there. Mr. Producer, have you been to the first break yet? So we got that out of the way. Okay, cool. I think that is a good move if they make it. But that all depends. That all depends on those other teams. And now that Miami is actually rearing its ugly head in all of this, you have to keep an eye out on them as well, too. Most definitely have to keep an eye on them. All right. So, we'll switch to the NFL right now. And I'm interested to see all what's going to come out of the pike in the NFL. Couple of weeks away from training camp now. Silly season has started. Rumblings out of Dallas that Zach Martin may hold out. I really don't think it's a money thing. I think with Zach Martin, it's a case of I'm old in the tooth. I'm going to take some of this veteran slackness today, allow some of the veterans when it comes to training camp. And I'm going to say I'm holding out so I can report a couple of days late. I think it's much to do about nothing. I think it all gets resolved by the time the season starts. So we'll have a look. And see where all of that plays out, you know? I think it'll all be rectified by kickoff, to tell you the truth. I think it's all taken care of by kickoff, to tell you the truth. As far as Zach Martin and the Dallas Cowboys and a holdout. I don't really think it's going to end up that far. I think it's more posturing and positioning more than anything else. I really think so. And I don't think it's a case of, oh, I don't want to play ball anymore. I want to get paid. That's not it at all. I think personally, you know, Zach is a little long in the tooth. If you follow the NFL, you know that this time of year, players will actually, you know, will actually hold out. They have not changed over the years, you know. This is a way that veterans get out of training camp. Say, I'm a hold out. Say I'm injured. Say I'm thinking about retirement. All of that ties into it. All of it. So at the end of the day, I think this is just posturing to tell you the truth. Much to do about nothing. All right? And like I say, we'll keep an eye on Zach Martin, but I don't think that's going to be the case. And the big word is may hold out, okay? So, Cowboy fans, take a breath. He says, Amon is unhappy with contract considering not reporting to camp. Now, this according to Adam Schefter. Amon believes he's woefully underpaid relative to the market, and the Cowboys have shown no interest in restructuring his deal. Amon, who signed a six-year, $84 million contract extension in 2018, is under contract for two more seasons and is set to make $13.5 million in total cash this year and $14 million in 2024. Since going 16th overall in the 2014 draft out of Notre Dame, Amon has consistently been among the top guards in the league. Now, this is why I say it's much to do about nothing. He started all 137 regular season games he's appeared in, missing just 9 games overall in his career. Didn't miss any games in his first 4 NFL seasons, okay? All right, I think he wants some security. He's getting a little long in the tooth. He's 32, still playing at a high level, wants to get one more contract in. I wouldn't be surprised if you see an extension or they rework something where he gets a bonus up front and some back-end money later, but I think it's going to be taken care of. Jerry does this all the time. I don't think this is going to be an issue. And very smart, too, that Martin decides to hold out after he's ranked as a 99 in Madden. Notice he got that 99 ranking, and boom. All right, yesterday, Naughty, what was the trivia answer for today and yesterday, please? All right, today, the answer for the trivia today was they drink alcohol at lunch. 23% said they have a drink at lunch or two. Have a cocktail. And as far as yesterday goes, pets, the pet owners, 43% said they were convinced their pets could see ghosts or spirits. Yeah. You always come in with read the book, sleep in the bed, all kind of stuff. Them 43 say their dogs could see ghosts. They believe their dogs could see spirit. If the dog could see ghosts, ask them for the tree ball. So you play it in the island game and win. Yeah. So there you go. That's your two answers right there as far as that goes. And you know we got the final 10 today with Colin Cowherd, and it's a pretty good breakdown today. I tell you no lie, I like Colin Cowherd today, taking us home. Good, interesting conversation about the running backs in the NFL. How devalued they've become and why they've come devalued. And a lot of people were talking about it today, all right, and having the conversation. And I feel that, you know, if you want to pay other positions in the NFL, i.e. the quarterback position is making a ton of money, the wide receivers now have come up and made a ton of money, another position is going to suffer when you need to funnel that money elsewhere. I think collectively, GMs, owners, officials, the NFL has come together and said, all right, the running back is going to be made extinct. Because you look at the likes of Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, just to name a few off the top of the head, they should be getting paid. Dalvin Cook should be getting paid. He shouldn't be a casualty, a cap casualty. Now, some were your Todd Gurley's, your Ezekiel Elliott's, and I'll say Zeke because Zeke got paid, boy, but as soon as Zeke got paid, that arrow started heading down. It was heading up toward the contract. When he got that contract, it started heading down. So I get you could replace running backs cheap in the draft. You get excellent value late in the drafts with running backs. Isaiah Pacheco is a prime example, the running back for Kansas City, taken in the 7th round. But we could see he fits that system perfectly, and he's a cheap get for the next 3-4 years in Kansas City. Okay? So you got to look at the finances. If you got a quality back at a cheap price, you get him to the first contract, and when you got to re-sign into that first contract, you let him go and draft another one. I think that's the pattern and the precedent that's been taken on in the NFL. But Colin Cowherd will get you home on that today. That's coming up. We're going to take a quick break now. Cowherd will get you home with that for all you football fans wanting to know the actual state of the running back market. It's a good piece and it's a good listen. So we will do it again tomorrow. All right. Have no fear. Myself and Pearlie will be back tomorrow to hook you up on Thursday with a fully loaded episode of Talking Heads. Appreciate everybody who chimed in the first hour. Good stuff. Everybody who chimed in the second hour, good stuff. And for all my NFL aficionados, Colin Cowherd going to take us home right after the break and break down that whole running back scenario. So you got a better idea of it going into the season when you see some familiar faces in different places and new faces in all places. All right? Have a good one, Bahamas. Be good. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Colin Cowherd taking us home right after the break. Don't touch it.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Jackson. It's as simple as this. It's as simple as this. The running back position in the National Football League is as crucial a position as there is. All we talk about in this sport is girding your loins and going to hit somebody in the mouth. That's what you do. And you take the hits and you absorb the hits and you deliver the hits. And you make sure your opponent's will gets winnowed with each snap until you win a football game. Yes, there are many X's and O's to this game and many important positions on the field. It's a team sport. And yes, there is a brain aspect to it. That's the thing I love about the football, the football mindset, is that it does involve intelligence as well. You got to be smart to play this game. And so no position in terms of understanding what happens pre-snap, what happens post-snap if you get the football, what's more important? Who is more important than the running back who could get that 1 yard, who could actually be the matchup nightmare and grab the ball out of the air because he's getting it thrown to him? Have to understand passing routes and concepts as well as blocking schemes and who's the mic, because you might have to protect your quarterback. You're going to the line of scrimmage and you're thinking, I'm getting this football in my belly and I'm going to run somebody over. Oh, wait a minute. No, the defense is this. Oh, wait a minute. My quarterback just changed my responsibility to protect him. It's the running back position. And we talk about red zone play. Take a look at the Buffalo Bills. One of the most talented quarterbacks I've seen in my soon-to-be 20 years at NFL Network, Josh Allen. Red zone issues, trying to force it, trying to do it himself. He's running it himself. He's got to run somebody over. Where's the running back for this team? Oh, yeah, that's right. Only Super Bowl champions. That's all we look at when you take a look at the running back position being devalued. Who is the last 1,000-yard rusher to win a Super Bowl? Who is the last rushing champion to win a Super Bowl? So we don't need these players. Oh, well, maybe the Buffalo Bills could have won it last year if they had a running back of note, a bell cow. Take the pressure off the quarterback. He might not have to carry it. At least him being there takes the pressure off of Josh Allen so he doesn't force it in a window. It's a nuanced game. It's not as simple as these are the stats. so these guys don't have to be paid. Bottom line is running backs in this league are as crucial a player on the field in the NFL as anybody else, and they are crucial until they ask to be paid as such. And then they are now replaceable, fungible, not as important. Saquon Barkley. I understand $10 million is a ton of money. It's a lot of money. This is not anything but talking about value and what others are paid in this sport and what this kid has done for the National Football League and the New York Giants. And yes, I said National Football League too. What he has done since coming off the campus at Penn State for this team. And I understand he has had injury problems. But it's time to pay this guy. And now he's going to walk into a locker room after whatever happened. And again, I understand I'm not there in these negotiations. But now he's going to just stroll in there as if none of this happened and do it again. He's going to have to, because otherwise he doesn't get paid in the NFL this year. It is what it is. The five-word cliche in the NFL. It is what it is. And what it is a total devaluing of this position and paying this player in the manner that they're paying wide receivers. It's just as important to take the top of a defense off. They're more specialized than running backs. I guess it's easier to find guys to do it. And I understand what people are pushing back when I tweeted out what I just said and what I'm saying right now. And you might call it 844-204-RICH and say, Rich, the numbers show you. You don't need somebody making $15 million a year at this position.
You don't.
I understand it. Except the one team that runs a scheme that has made running backs appear more fungible than ever, because the Denver Broncos used to do it with Mike Shanahan after Terrell Davis left the scene, and they start winning with Olandis Gary and Mike Anderson and Ruben Drones got mentioned on the show the other day, right?
Ruben Drones.
Right? And then, you know, schemes like what the Rams are doing, what the rest of the league is now doing in copycatting, and that the running back position is not that important. And then the 49ers, who run that offense, and Kyle Shanahan, they go out get the guy who's paid most at the position.
But they didn't have to do that.
They didn't have to, no.
But the running backs all before that in that scheme,
they felt compelled enough to go get Christian McCaffrey, didn't they? And he's there. And he's making $16 million a year. So I will understand. And again, I understand what everyone else is saying. I have written down on this piece of paper right here in my book the last 10 seasons. And this is why the running back position is being devalued. To your point, Chris, last year's Kansas City Chiefs champion, Isaiah Pacheco, was their leading rusher, 170 attempts, 830 yards.
Seventh round.
Josh Jacobs, 1,653 yards, led the league in rushing, missed the playoffs. The year before, the leading rusher for your world champion Rams, Sony Michel, 208 attempts, 845 yards. Second round, but traded. Jonathan Taylor, had Carson Wentz not gone number two in his helmet in Jacksonville, he would have made the playoffs at 1,811 yards as the leading rusher. He didn't. He also tweeted out yesterday on the subject matter of what's going on with running backs. Wow.
Well, he's up next.
And then he retweeted, I believe Matt Miller tweeted out something about what he, because he's, you know, a scout. He tweeted out, been saying it for years, draft a running back, then play the running back. If he's good, franchise tag him one more time and then draft a running back. Taylor responded, 1, 2, and 3. If you're good enough, they'll find you. 2, if you work hard enough, you'll succeed. If you succeed, 3, you boost the organization. And then, doesn't matter, you're a running back. That's what running backs feel they are being told by NFL coaches. They are being fed a whole bunch of crap. Because other people who are, if they're good enough, they'll find you. And if you succeed enough, they'll figure you out and say, you're awesome. And then 3, you boost the organization. And then if not, guess what you get? Another contract if you're a quarterback. If you're a wide receiver, blowing out your knee, you'll get paid. Cornerback, tight ends, not as good, not as important. But running backs are the ones who get that yard when you need it on the one-yard line or for a first down or create a matchup problem or protect your quarterback. You got to know running schemes, blocking schemes, passing schemes. 2020 champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was Ronald Jones who was the leading rusher on the Bucs, 978 yards rushing. Derrick Henry led the league in rushing. 2027. He was also the leading rusher the year before when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl with Damian Williams running for a mere 498 yards. That is also what is deflating this market, is the champion Chiefs, two out of the last four Super Bowls. You got Mahomes, you got Kelce, you got Tyreek Hill. Last year we saw what they did without Tyreek Hill. 498 yards rushing was their leading running back in Damian Williams. Derrick Henry tweeted out yesterday about all this. At this point, just take the running back position out of the game then. The ones that want to be great and work as hard as they can, to give their all to an organization just seems like it don't even matter. I'm with every running back that's fighting to get what they deserve, says Derrick Henry.
I mean, come on.
Who's the last running back, by the way, to lead the league in rushing and make the playoffs. Now, I understand when you say, come on.
But take it out of the game.
I know that. Of course it means that. Of course it makes no rational sense. But they are in now an irrational state, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them, because there doesn't seem to be an answer to this. Sony Michel was the leading rusher of the 2018 champion Patriots. How about that? He's a leading rusher on two of the last five Super Bowl champions.
He was really good in the playoffs.
209 attempts. Oh, he was great in that playoffs.
That's the reason why they won.
931 yards rushing. Zeke led the league in rushing, 1,434 rushing yards. The last two, we have now found, by the way, the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in 2017. Their leading rusher was LeGarrette Blount, 766 yards. Kareem Hunt had 1,327 rushing yards for the Chiefs. How about that? Chiefs actually had a 1,000-yard rusher in their run. That was Mahomes' first year.
Yep.
Now we have finally found a 1,000-yard rusher that won a Super Bowl. And it's LeGarrette Blount. Year before, he did it for the Eagles.
Patriots.
He did it for the Patriots.
How about that?
299 attempts.
He was good that year.
1,161 rushing yards. Zeke won the rushing title in 2016 with 1,631. 2015's champion, the Denver Broncos, Ronnie Hillman was their leading rusher with 863 yards. Adrian Peterson was the league's leading rusher. 2014, the Patriots' leading rusher. You want to guess who it was?
2014?
He had one great night. And then made the mistake of missing practice because it was snowing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Jonas Gray, everybody. 412 yards rushing.
412.
DeMarco Murray had 1,845 yards rushing for the Cowboys. They ran him into the ground and then let him go, and his career was over.
Yep. He lasted
Which is why running backs want to get paid. And then here is your answer. Who was the last guy who was one of the best running backs in the league to win a Super Bowl? Marshawn Lynch, who would have won back-to-back, and it wouldn't have been Jonas Gray's name I just mentioned, had they actually given him the football. Sorry to bring it up, Seattle fans, but this whole thing is, when would the last time somebody was that good and deserved to get paid, was on a Super Bowl winning team?
Money Lynch.
Running backs are crucial. They win you Super Bowls. Yes, they do. And they can lose them. Now, the question is, do you pay them like somebody, like a wide receiver or what, or not? You say no. You say no. I say on certain occasions, the answer is yes.
On certain occasions, but that's like everybody else.
And Saquon is one of them. Josh Jacobs, bless him. Apparently, Pelissero said he was sitting in a car with Max Crosby right outside the facility waiting to hear from his agent. They were so close. Waiting.
Wow.
And then it's like, sorry. At least a buddy of his was sitting next to him. I have no idea where Saquon was with his blue caps and his Twitter account. But I don't know what the answer is going to be, because right now the league is telling running backs, long-term deals for you, no thank you. No thank you. We're going to take some kid out of college and roll the dice and hope for the best, because other teams win Super Bowls without him, although we don't know circumstances. If the losing team had somebody like Saquon, would it have been a difference maker? All we do is look at these Super Bowl champs and say, they won without somebody. Didn't have to pay him. You know, well, the Giants won that Super Bowl against the Patriots with a wide receiver who caught one off his helmet. Didn't have to pay all that, guys, right? It's a team game, and I say these guys are as crucially important, and some of them deserve to get paid what they what they earned, and that's Saquon. Certainly, since he's going to walk into a locker room and make one quarter of what Daniel Jones is making, how do you think that rests with everybody who's looking to get paid because they've balled out?
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.